The Zacharias Moussaoui trial is over, but it's generated some questions about the bigger fish connected with the September 11th attack. When will they be tried? And if not, what accounts for the government's decision to bring some captured suspects, but not all, to court? NPR's Libby Lewis has this report.
After Moussaoui was sentenced to life in prison, Rosemary Dillard voiced the argument for trying every terrorist suspect in open court. She lost her husband on American Flight 77 that crashed into the Pentagon.
We showed the world what we will do to terrorists and that we will treat them with respect no matter how much they disrespect us. And that means an awful lot.
But the people believed to be the key players in the September 11th attacks have not been charged. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib have been held in secret for more than 3 years. Andrew McCarthy led the prosecution of the defendants in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He thinks it's a mistake to bring terrorism cases into civilian courts. Why? It boils down to this. He believes it's more important to gather intelligence from terrorists than to allow them an open trial.
It's apples and oranges. This is a problem that is not fit for the criminal justice system.
And why does he believe that terrorism cases don't belong in the courts? He says that giving the terrorists access to America's open system of justice aids the enemy. He argues the founding principle of the criminal justice system, that accused people are presumed to be innocent, gives terrorists access to a broad array of intelligence and information that is a threat to the nation's security. McCarthy says that happened in the trial of the defendants in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The government was required to share a list of unindicted co-conspirators with the defense. McCarthy says that information can tell terrorists not only who's under scrutiny, but who might be an informant.
We gave the list to our defendants. One of them at least handed it off to an al-Qaeda operative by the name of Ali Mohammed, which we know because he later pled guilty and acknowledged that he had given it to Osama bin Laden in the Sudan.
Look, there's no ideal world here.
Robert Precht represented the main defendant in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He believes that trying the key players of the September 11th attacks is necessary to comply with the rule of law, even if it means huge battles and problems that come from trying to protect the country while putting the terrorists on trial. But he believes the Moussaoui trial shows how the courts can craft compromises to deal with those problems. The trial was almost derailed because the government refused to share secret information.
But at the last moment, the Court of Appeals said, look, yes, national security is a very important interest, but so is a defendant's right to a fair trial.
And Precht believes the arguments for not trying terrorists in civilian courts mask the fact that now the U.S. is holding terrorist suspects behind a black curtain.
The real issue is, what are we going to do with these more guilty people? By now, they've been in U.S. custody for years. Whatever information value they had is clearly stale. And the question is it better to let them rot in secret installations or bring them to trial, force them to face American citizens in a jury, and force them to account for their evil acts?
He says he believes the real national security threat over time comes from keeping the serious terrorists in secret. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.